a required day of rest for farm workers, but said overtime pay would be, and I quote, a difficult financial burden to bear, end quote. Bureau President David Fisher said, and I quote, farms compete in the marketplace and can't just pass along price increases to recoup their losses, especially in this difficult farm economy. The farm labor legislation, as written, will force farms out of business, hurting the very workers the legislation is looking to assist, end quote. Read the full story at The Fray. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Saugerties officials are asking the State Department of Transportation for a full traffic light at the intersection of State Route 32 and a Thruway's Exit 20 southbound toll plaza. Next year, the state will remove the toll plaza for a cashless tolling system, and Saugerties officials are concerned about vehicles speeding off the interstate into that intersection. Saugerties Town Supervisor Fred Costello said, and I quote, "We feel strongly that when that toll plaza is removed, that the risk for accidents will go up," end quote. Currently, the intersection has a flashing light that blinks yellow at drivers on Route 32 and red at drivers exiting the toll booth. Department of Transportation spokesperson Heather Pillsworth said the department, and I quote, "will initiate a study to reevaluate the intersection at State Route 32 and the New York State Thruway South exit," end quote. The State Thruway Authority declined to comment. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that a candlelight vigil was held April 2nd to remember two grandparents and their three grandchildren who died in a fire in Durham a year ago. The vigil, held at Our Lady of Knox Shrine on Route 145, celebrated Jonathan N. Mamano, 10, Jaden A. Caffrey, 8, and Sophia G. Mamano, 7, and their grandparents, Nicholas and Mary Mamano, both 68, who all died in a fire in their home at 2753 Route 145 on April 2, 2018. Kathy Ballone, the Mamano's daughter and aunt to the three children, said, and I quote, "I think we're doing the best we could be doing in such a horrible situation. The holidays were hard, but me and my brothers are closer than we've ever been," end quote. The father of three, John Mamano, was the only person to survive the blaze and suffered burns over 15% of his body. Ballone said, and I quote, "He has some ongoing health issues, but nothing too significant," end quote. Investigators never could determine the cause of the fire. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Sunday with a high near 63 and a low around 46. Showers are predicted Monday, mainly before 2 p.m., with a high near 64 and a low around 44. Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of rain, mainly after 2 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 60 and a low around 36. Tom Rowe for WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
In tune to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 9 minutes past noon. Coming up at 1 p.m., it's Neva Wartell with Music for the Masses, and I hear she has a slew of new recordings. I mean, don't we all? But her show's fabulous, so listen up. 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. here at 90.7 FM on your radio dial, wavefarm.org/listen on your computer or other listening device, and on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. We're here at twitter.com/WGXC. And a few days after the Jazz Disturbance, I do post my playlist, facebook.com/CKDisturbance. All one word. The listener line into our Hudson studio is area code 518-828-0290. WGXC, Accra.
We'll be right back. This is Miles from Hudson. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
Thank you. I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Now, I don't want to control you. I just want to have a good time. I'm in ecstasy when you're laying down next to me, listening to WGXC. Oh, no, no. It's ecstasy, yeah, when you are laying down next to me, listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. This is so right for you and for me, this WGXC. Thank you.
WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 5 minutes before 1 o'clock, and in the background, Yotam Silberstein, the guitarist, with his latest release, Future Memories on Jazz and People. And we're listening to his composition, Nightwalk. The artist who will be performing at Mesro's in New York City on May 16th, pianist Laszlo Gardoni. And we took something from his solo recording, Serious Play, and that is on Sunnyside Records. We heard Truth to Power. Before that, from the artist who calls himself simply Plume, which means feather in French. The release on Jazz and People is called Escaping the Darkness. We heard the title tune. From saxophonist and composer Quinson Nachoff, a cut from his release called... The release is called Path of Totality on Whirlwind Records. We heard March Macabre, and he is performing, where is he going to be? Somewhere soon. He has employed 6 filmmakers to create works for certain pieces of music from this release. On March 4th, there was a film created for March Macabre. That's a tune that we just heard. Yeah. From composer and trombonist Marielle Austin, her release Runner in the Rain on Futura Productions, we heard One Way Journey. And we started things off with the band leader Gerald Wilson from the Pacific Jazz release Portraits. We heard the tune Baco. You know, as I'm sitting here on the stool, I'm noticing my, you know, my posture is really good. Yes, and that's why Neva, when she comes in here for her show, which begins in like 2 minutes, she sits on the stool, feet flat on the floor. It's like when I, you know, was a active playing musician, you know, feet flat on the floor, spine towards the ceiling. Yeah, I can feel it, Neva. Maybe I'll do this from now on, but I need a cushion. Stools get hard. Yeah. Stools get hard after a couple of hours. But anyway, folks, that's it for the Jazz Disturbance. I'll be back for more. Yes, more of me next week from 11 a.m. to noontime. Neva's got a stack of new music. Oh, her arms are like from here to here with all the stuff you'll be listening to. You enjoy. Ciao for now. Thank you.